Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nolan Giles. In London, the Collect Art Fair 2021 may have come to a close this week, but celebrations are ongoing for Anna Ray, the recipient of this year's Brookfield Properties Craft Council Collection Award. A leading prize for craft in the United Kingdom, the accolade was won by the textile artist with two sculptural and colourful works titled Capture and Weave. Anna Ray joined Monocle to discuss her approach to making and the winning works.
There's just this sort of huge potential with textiles, and I find it sort of inexhaustible, the possibilities. I have an open and experimental approach to my work, so I never quite know where I'm going to end up, and I like it that way. But there are materials that I return to often, materials that I can work with in the studio, which is at home. I really like working with repetition. I've always found patterns so mesmerizing, and I love to get lost in a repeat and sort of taken into the realm of my imagination. I like the handle of soft materials and the potential of flat cloth that can be formed, stuffed, but also it can be folded or creased or pleated. I'm interested in all those different relationships between art materials and domestic materials and domestic objects, clothing, furnishings, trimmings, braid, ribbon. So anything fibre-based and thread-like is of interest to me. I'm really excited by colour and strange colour relationships. So the sort of rules of what should belong with something else, and I might not want to play by the rules, I might want to juxtapose quite oppositional things, and I think with materials you can do that. Two works have been acquired by the Crafts Council for their collection. The first piece, Capture, was a completely experimental work, a test piece, and at the beginning of the first lockdown, I just began making in the studio. And I think I was trying to stay energized, dive into the color, you know, self-soothe in a way, because obviously it was such a difficult situation for everybody. Capture is, in a way, I think a representation of a sort of enthusiasm about color. And I've always been interested in digital imaging and working in Photoshop, zooming into the pixels of a digital image and seeing all the different variants of color within them. It's a sort of part of an ongoing series about color, but in Capture I've made these soft fabric beads on the sewing machine and they are threaded on cord. It's also kind of representation of objects I've seen in museum collections, ancient jewelry, pieces of trimming, also yes, this nod to digital imaging and pixelation and pointillism in painting. Following on from Capture, I created Weave, which is a piece of work that I made a drawing for in 2014. So it's something I've been planning on making, but I work on 5 or 6 pieces at once, and sometimes there just is not time to kind of explore each one. I began making this piece with padded fabric, and this is inspired by childhood memories of cloth kits clothes in the 70s. Clothes that were beautiful corduroys and cottons with the appearance of hand block printed or screen printed patterns, but in a kind of monochrome. So there were lovely sort of terracotta oranges and blues and just beautiful, rich imagery that I was so inspired by. And so this sort of patterning of the surface of Weave is a nod to those memories of childhood, but also I've been looking at Polynesian bark cloth, which is beautifully made using hand painting and printing. And so there's a sort of echo there of some of my research into these materials and objects that I have around me in the studio. The two pieces that I've made that are going into the Crafts Council collection are both new works in new series. I think it's just fantastic to have two brand new works enter a national collection, you know, before they've been seen almost. So that feels really exciting and really appropriate. rather than having older work purchased, it just feels really energizing. You know, it makes me feel like I should continue making weird and wonderful work and keep things moving in new directions. It's the second year of the Brookfield Properties Crafts Council Collection Award, so I'm very thrilled to be awarded the prize. In the Crafts Council collection, there are glass artists represented, textile artists, ceramicists, wood turners, jewellers, and people working with wood and alternative materials, all represented together. It's a real celebration of craft practice. To know that my work is going to be in this amazing Crafts Council National Collection, alongside artists like Kay Fassett and Lucy Ree and Maureen Hodge, to name but a few. It's just such a thrill for me and a dream come true to be able to have this brand new work of mine alongside those great artists.
My thanks to textile artist Anna Ray there. She was speaking to this show's producer, Maylie Evans. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. London time. I'm Nolan Giles. Thank you for listening and goodbye.